Now, the politicians have glorified the gentlemen diplomats, and the media boys go on and on about them and they and that. And it's all very well to offer help to alleviate the tears, but where do you think that goodwill will get if it weren't for engineers? They're a scruffy crowd and can be loud as they curse and toil and sweat to clean the water and build a roof and protect you from the threat. Artificers, tradesmen, techies and boffins, sappers or pioneers, their work goes on despite their name, those ubiquitous engineers. They look like tramps, but they build your camp and often clear the way and sweat red blood to bridge the flood so you can get there today. And who clears the mines and the booby traps so you should have no fear? Just tell your wife that you owe your life to those dirty old engineers. Now, you must not think as you hear this rhyme that a sapper's a jealous knave, that he joined the ranks of a vote for thanks or in search of a hero's grave. No, those Civ Pol guys are a real fine bunch, and NGOs have damn few peers, but where in the world would the lot of them be if it weren't for the engineers? They will always be there to answer the call. Hardships make them stronger. Impossible tasks are just routine. Miracles take a little longer. Day or night, rain or shine, never asking for a cheer. The first to come, the last to leave, are those marvelous engineers.